a way of learning for the kids which is very practical. They can touch things and experience things. So we try to do that also in our schooling, to play games a lot, to taste different foods, to see different things.
There was a boy who didn't want to wash his hair. Na felfeli, na galgali, na morgizar de kakuli. Hich kas bahash, refik na put.
We are passionate language learners, so we use every single opportunity we have to learn languages, either be it English or Persian or no matter what.
And through the travels, we learned English. I mean, the kids learned English. Emilia, for example, she learned English in those 5 months we were in Iran. And we also got to learn some Persian also in those 5 months.
Man اینجا فارسی یاد گرفتم.
همینجا.
شما از کجا آمده؟
من از ایران هستی. شما چی اینجوری هستی؟
من فکر میکنم که این برای من مثل کادو بود که 5 ماه اینجا زندگی کردم، زبان فارسی یاد گرفتم. هم بچه ها زیاد کلمه تو زبان فارسی یاد گرفتن، درسته؟
درسته، درسته.
برای شما چی بود؟ چی بود بهتر اینجا تو ایران؟
من کزه ایرانی خیلی دوست دارم. دوست دارم که زیاد مردم دیدم، با ایشون صحبت میکنم. مردم خیلی
خیلی باز آن.
آره. We also have books that we've got from a French school. This is more specific for Lucas because he's in he's 7 and the age where other kids go to school. So we have one time per day, 6 times a week, we have a school session where we learn from the book. So we have mathematics, French, geography, kind of history, sciences, biology, things like that. And Emilia is she's still 4, so she now starting to learn to read and write. But this is more free for her, so she's just, we just follow her pace. And when she wants to learn something, we explain to her, I show her. But there's no program. We don't force her to do something.
Our website, iranisgreat.com, and our page in Facebook, which is also called Iran is Great. It's our main way to communicate with people who support us or to encourage us, people who give us recommendations about how to do this project. The project hasn't started yet in our eyes. It will start as soon as we leave Iran, because our purpose is actually to change the image of Iran abroad, not inside the country. We are still in Iran. In 2 days we will leave Iran, and that's when the real project will start. We receive messages from people virtually every day, and not one or two, but several a day. People see us on the street, people see our car, and they are sending us messages thanking us for what we are doing for them. And this is, again, a big support, motivation for us to keep doing it. I remember a couple of months ago in Isfahan, a lady approached us And she said, welcome to our country. I wish when you go back to Europe, please tell your friends and family that we are not a bad country. And those words touched me, and I keep thinking about that.
There is nothing wrong with Iran. I believe it is something wrong with us calling countries like Saudi Arabia or others our friends, and then claiming that Iran is the axis of evil. It's the fact that my wife and I speak almost every day about the friendliness and the hospitality we receive, we experience here virtually every day. And then when we think a little deeper, we do believe that it's something wrong with the Iranians. Of course, ironically, no? I read that in the 50s, they had, for the first time in their history, a democratic chosen government. And then several months later, we, Westerners, I put us all together in one bowl, let's say, we had the guts to come here and replace that prime minister with who refused to give us Iran's national's resources with a free and us obliged king who then put Iran's oil at our disposal. And then after the Islamic Revolution, we Westerners let a 8 years war happen, whereas Saddam Hussein attacked Iran and we took side with Saddam Hussein. So there was the whole world against Iran. We and Iraqis failed to win the war. And then later, and then until the present day, we imposed sanctions on the Iranians, making them suffer even more. And then here comes the big paradox we are facing. We are welcome in this country like friends or family. After all this harm we have done to them, the Iranians still show us their best side. How come?
هنوز جواب این سوال رو پیدا نکردم.
We do believe that Iran is great, and our campaign is also meant to fix some of the mistakes our politicians made and still make. You know, we wish that more people would come to Iran and build themselves their opinion about this great nation, instead of being manipulated, instigated, or even brainwashed by the Western media and the politicians.
Christian, do you think your project will be successful?
I don't only think that our project will be successful, I know it. I know it already because of the reaction we get through our website and from the people on the street. They approach us and they say, oh, I know about a project. So they already know about us. So the word is spreading. And but our main target is not Iran, it's Europe. So that's where we want to focus on with our informational and promotional campaign.
So our project involves a long-term, I would say 6 months trip to Europe. We will try to promote the country, to inform the people there that they shouldn't fear coming to Iran. It's a safe country, it's a nice country, has the most hospitable people we have met so far. Delicious food and, well, the list can go on and on. We'll organize events in the big cities we're gonna go through, or maybe in the smaller ones as well. Show pictures from Iran, the pictures we made, the pictures we got from other people. Show movies and videos that we have done here. Actually make the Iranian culture, the Iranian people and the country known in Europe. Because we lack information about Iran in Europe. I myself was very misinformed about the country when I came here.
Another thing that astonishes us is how much the Iranians know about us Westerners compared to how much we know about them. When we tell them we come from Germany, they start asking which city in Germany. By comparison, when we tell friends and family that we want to travel to Iran, they either ask where that country is, or if we want to kill ourselves by visiting that country which is at war.
After 5 months of traveling, what do you have to tell us about Iran?
Briefly, I would say we have a wrong interpretation of the word hospitality in our languages, in our cultures. If you want to have a right definition of hospitality, you need to come to Iran.
Salam, salam, Kobi. Salam, Irani. Hayli mamnoon. In madam, hayli khuban. Mutashakkiram baraye hame che. Mutashakkiram ana. Mutashakkiram Parva. Inja tu Shiraz hayli khub bood. Hayli mamnoon.
Bugun khosh biyar.
Khosh biyar.
Biyar bukhari.
میاره این پلاستیک پلاستیک نان همه چه میاره مورا چکرام اور
But most of all, I do have to admit that we enjoy interacting with people. This is something which is very easy here because the people are so open. But having it done in such a nice atmosphere, like in a bazaar like this one, or in a mosque, or in an old city, that adds a bit of flavor to the whole story.
Dotomana. Ah, raft.
Why are you carrying, huh?
You still believe that Iran is great. Why?
Why Iran is great? Because of the people, because of the food, because of the landscape, because of the culture, because I don't have enough fingers to count all the reasons why Iran is great.